Although results from the second Race for Results study show improvement since 2014 when the original study was conducted, there is still a discrepancy between the living situations of white and minority children.
When we look at how are all of our children faring, it's going to impact what happens in the state.
That's Terry Haven, the Deputy Director of Voices for Utah Children. Her organization, along with the Annie E. Casey Foundation, released the report in October.
If all of our children are not sharing in that prosperity that the state has, then we're missing out. We have to make sure that children have the same opportunities.
Haven says the report makes three suggestions to help close the opportunity gap. These include keeping families together, helping children meet key developmental milestones, and increasing economic opportunities for immigrant children.
When we take a stand for children of color and children in immigrant families, it helps us share in the opportunities that make Utah the place where their dreams can come true.
By providing all children what they need to thrive, Haven says this helps ensure that moving forward, the state will have the educated workforce it needs. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.